RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news line, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo postpones his visit to Australia. Indonesian Defense Minister meets Fiji's Defense Minister to discuss defense cooperation. Coordinating Minister opens Baduy Culture Festival 2016. Now, the news in detail. The visit of President Jokowi, scheduled for 6 until 8 November 2016, has now been postponed, a press release of Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs says. Current development has required the President to stay in Indonesia. The release also states that President Joko Widodo has called Australian Prime Minister Turnbull to convey the postponement of this visit. The President has also tasked the Indonesian Foreign Minister to discuss with her Australian counterpart to discuss new dates for the visit in the near future. The release further states the relations between Indonesia and Australia are in its best shape. It is the mutual commitment of the both countries to further strengthen the important relationship. The government of Indonesia expresses its highest appreciation to the government of Australia for the exceptional arrangements that has been made for President Jokowi's visit. Indonesian Defense Minister Ia Mizar Triakudu conducted a meeting with Fiji's Defense Minister Ratu Kubuabola at the Indonesian Ministry of Defense in Jakarta on Friday. Indonesian Defense Minister stated in a press conference that both ministers have discussed several cooperation programs that will be included in an MOU in 2017.
Saya sudah bicara dengan Menteri Pertahanan Fiji tentang yang penting ada satu meningkatkan.
I have talked to the Fiji's defense minister. Importantly, there will be improvement in defense cooperation between the two countries through an MOU in March 2017. Therefore, we can conduct military exercises together. In addition, we also discussed about terrorism, especially about ISIS. We agreed to fight against ISIS together. Furthermore, Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Triakudu remarked that both countries also agreed to make cooperation related to the nation's threat such as natural disaster, natural resources thievery, disease epidemic, cybercrime, even drug smuggling. Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Triakudu, after attending a meeting with Fiji's Defense Minister Ratu Kubuabola at the office of the Ministry of Defense in Jakarta on Friday, said that Indonesia offers Fiji to purchase Indonesian-made weaponry system. He also stated that both countries will cooperate on military intelligence exchange. So, we have discussed about peace, sending UN forces, building peace training. What does it mean? It means peace. We also discussed about defense cooperation, including training and weaponry system. I have offered them Indonesian-made weaponry system. Besides, we discussed about intelligence exchange and education issues. Meanwhile, Fiji's Defense Minister Ratu Kubuabola, in a press conference with Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Misatria Kudus said that Fiji really appreciated a cooperation between the two countries that had been held since 1974. According to him, the cooperation between the two countries has shifted to strengthen defense cooperation such as learning exchange for military officers and terrorism prevention. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Cultural Affairs, Puan Maharani, opened Baduy Culture Festival 2016 at Kanekes Villages, Lewi Damer Sub-District, Lebak Regency, Banten Province on Friday, November 4, 2016. Head of Youth Sport and Tourism of Lebak Regency, Hayat Shahida, stated that this festival was tourism event of isolated society in Banten Province. Besides Baduy as the tourism icon from Lebak can attract domestic or foreign tourists. Nowadays, Bandung as an isolated society has unique value rather than the modern one. Baduy people refuse infrastructure improvement, electricity, education, healthy, and electric devices. This area covers 5,100 hectares with its population of about 11,600 people who live traditionally and pay homage to their ancestors. According to Hayat, Baduy Festival 2016 aims to promote tourism of the isolated society in Lebak Regency and also to preserve culture and nature since Baduy society love nature and they preserve forests and land from illegal logging. Head of Indonesian Village Government Association or APDESI, Sindawa Tarang, said that Indonesian government must revitalize Indonesia's border areas. He remarked in a discussion at Radio Republik Indonesia on Saturday, 5 November 2016, that the infrastructure improvement in Indonesia's border areas are still left behind with the other countries such as road, electricity, and communication. Revitalizing border areas is not only about building border posts, but the most important is to build road, port, and communication access. In addition, the government must ensure to build communication access between border areas and the city. The food distribution must also be easy, so that the people who live in the border areas will not purchase goods from other country. Head of Investment Coordinating Board or PKPM, Thomas Lembong, said that South Korean company is keen to invest in property sector in Bali and Tangerang. He remarked at a press conference in Jakarta on Friday that the South Korean investor wanted to build shopping center, retail mall, cinema, and duty-free shop in Bali, and also residential property and retail mall in Tangerang, Banten. Thomas Lembong was the speaker at POSCO EVI Forum 2016 held from October 31st until November 2nd, 2016 in South Korea. The meeting was facilitated by Investment Coordinating Board's representative or Indonesian Investment Promotion Center or IIPC in Seoul. Imam Sujudi and received full support from Indonesian Embassy in Seoul. Imam admit that the head of Investment Coordinating Board wanted to have investments for residential and retail in the cities that have potential to be metropolitan city in the future. Indonesian national team for AFF 2016 drew against Myanmar with a score 0-0 at a friendly match at Tuana Stadium, Yangon, Myanmar on Friday, though Boas and his teammates created many attempts to make a goal. By this result, Indonesian national team is still in good performance as it never suffers from any losses in the last three matches. At the last two friendly matches, Indonesian national team won against Malaysia with score 3-0 and then drew against Vietnam with score 2-2. Although Indonesian team drew against Myanmar, Ivan Dimas and his teammates dominated the match, particularly at the first half. Several attempts were created by Boas Salosa and Lerby Eliandri. The best attempt was created by Boas at 31st minute. Boas was one-on-one with the Myanmar's goalkeeper, Kiao Zin Pyo, but Boas failed to score. Aung Thu and his teammates also gave well counter-attack. After playing with Myanmar, national team will play another friendly match against Vietnam on November 8, 2016. Then, the national team will return to Indonesia to prepare for AFF 2016 in Group B, along with Philippines as the host, Singapore, and Thailand. Well, listener, that was the newsline of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Various significant events that occurred this week are reviewed by some of leading media in Jakarta and outlined in the press review. Let's begin with Kompas newspaper, which in its editorial on Friday, 5 November, writes, "Protection of migrant workers' commitment." The tragedy of the sinking of a ship carrying 101 people, mostly Indonesian illegal workers in Batam, Aceh, has met all parties concerned. A total of 18 people were reportedly killed, 44 people missing and 34 people saved. The illegal migrant workers, who set off as travelers and generally had worked for 2 to 3 years in Malaysia, allegedly chose an official passage for returning to Indonesia by a boat which is not seaworthy and with excessive load, in order to avoid arrest because they are undocumented. This incident opened the eye of all parties that there are still rampant practices of illegal workers and the weak protection of them over the years. Judging from the number of illegal migrant workers that is nearly reaching 2 million people, the government effort to reduce illegal workers is still far from successful and not as easy as it thought. The number of cases of illegal migrant workers also showed weak government oversight of scalpers or dealers of workers' supplier services. The government's commitment should be realized by ensuring that no more citizens who work aboard without legal documentation. Their contracts must be clear and protected. According to this daily, protection to citizens should be given not only in the country, but also while working abroad. Turning to Media Indonesia newspaper, which in its editorial on Wednesday, 1 November, writes, "The unity of the nation is more important." In the middle of the bustle and heat of the campaign for local election in 2017, the arrival of President Joko Widodo at the residence of Prabowo in Hambalang, Bogor, West Java on Monday immediately overt coolness. The meeting of two rivals who fought fiercely in the presidential election in 2014, as if to show that the rivalry in any electoral process is just the spice of democracy. Victory and defeat in elections are indeed not the goal of democracy. They did not talk nor deliver a message on the current local election campaigns in particular. However, the gesture showed by Joko Widodo and Prabowo clearly wanted to give an example to the nation that the rivalry of a democratic contestation does not have to make them disintegrate and null fully the sense of unity. The meeting was obviously has a very important significance, especially in the current heated up national political temperature and the implementation of simultaneously election in February 2017. According to this paper, the unity of the country is far more important than a victory of each candidate in the electoral process, including local elections. The elections are not to be used just as forum for disagreement, let alone to rule out the principles of tolerance in a democracy. The paper strongly agrees with that because the true essence of and the most important in a democracy is to maintain the spirit of national unity. That was press review.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again in our daily program, Today in History, of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. While we begin our program with an event that happened on 5th November, it's about Flower Love Day and National Animal. This commemorates the names to increase awareness, protection, preservation of flower and national animal, as well as to grow and remind the importance of flower and animal in lives of citizens. The commemoration began for the first time in 1993 based on Presidential Decree No. 4, 1993, which was signed by Indonesian President Suharto. To preserve flower and animal means to protect biodiversity. Flower and animal as part of diversity are important assets for the movement of the basic human needs as well as stabilizing. The next event was in 2008 when President-elect Barack Obama gave his victory speech. Following his victory in the United States presidential election 2008, President-elect Barack Obama gave his victory speech at the Grand Park in his home city in Chicago, Illinois on November 5, 2008, before an estimated crowd of 240,000. Viewed on television and the internet by millions of people around the globe, Obama's speech focused on the major issues facing the United States and the world, all echoed through his campaign slogan of change. He also mentioned his grandmother who had died two nights earlier. And the last event was in 1994 when George Edward Foreman became the oldest heavyweight champion in history. George Edward Foreman is an American former professional boxer who competed from 1969 to 1977 and from 1987 to 1997. Nicknamed Big George, he is a two-time world heavyweight champion and Olympic gold medalist. Outside the sport, he became an ordained minister, author, and entrepreneur. After a troubled childhood, Foreman took up amateur boxing and won gold medal in the heavyweight division at the 1968 Summer Olympics. Having turned professional the next year, he won the world heavyweight title with the second round knockout of then undefeated Joe Frazier in 1973. Two successful title defenses were made before Foreman's first professional loss to Muhammad Ali in the Rumble in the Jungle in 1974. Being unable to secure another title opportunity, Foreman retired after a loss to Jimmy Yan in 1977. Following what he referred to as a religious epiphany, Foreman became an ordained Christian minister. 10 years later, he announced a comeback, and in 1994, at the age of 45, he regained a portion of the heavyweight championship by knocking out 27-year-old Michael Moore to win the unified WBA, IBF, and lineal titles. Foreman remains the oldest heavyweight champion in history and the second oldest in any weight class after Bernard Hopkins at the light heavyweight. He retired in 1997 at the age of 48 with a final record of 76 wins, 5 losses and 68 knockouts. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Editor World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today it's on Indonesia's improving growth momentum. Deutsche Bank's chief economist in Asia, Timur Beg, assessed Indonesia's economy will begin to improve in 2017, supported by the rising commodity prices. In a press conference in Jakarta Thursday, Timur Beg said that the growth momentum is improving compared to 12 months ago as commodity prices began to rise. Beg believes that the Indonesian economy began to outperform other developing countries such as India and the Philippines, which today are countries with good economic level in Asia. He also said that Indonesia has successfully overcome the challenges of fiscal and inflation so that the performance of the manufacturing sector started to recover and has begun to overcome infrastructure problems. Baek said annual non-oil imports began to turn positive for the first time in 2 years in August 2016 and visible production began to increase. In addition, there are achievements in macro structural reform agenda as well as efficiency in the process of tax administration after the tax amnesty program runs as expected. Estimated repatriation of funds in the tax amnesty program could exceed expectation to fill the budget gap and close the deficit. Baek also added a relatively stable economic condition and low inflation could provide room for monetary easing by the central bank interest rate cuts. He predicted Indonesia's inflation will remain below 3-5%. Overall, he suggested that in the face of global challenges that could threaten the domestic economy, Indonesia should consistently carry out structural reforms. Such reforms include fiscal and macroeconomic stability, improving the tax administration system, reducing the risk of business ease as well as a means to fix the physical infrastructure, health and education. Baek said improving the infrastructure is critical to attack investment and maintain economic growth. In addition, improved health care and education are important to develop human resources. Meanwhile, Deutsche Bank chief representative in Indonesia, Kunardi Lee, stated that foreign investors are optimistic on the government's efforts to improve the business climate in Indonesia. He reported that the domestic equity market also had a positive surge with an increase in the Jakarta Composite Index of about 18% this year. He added that consumer commodities, the industrial sector and the financial sector in general performed brilliantly in the middle market. That was Focus for today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here's news in brief. President Joko Widodo postpones his visit to Australia. Indonesian Defense Minister meets Fiji's Defense Minister to discuss defense cooperation. Indonesian Defense Minister offers Indonesian MET weaponry system to Fiji's Defense Minister. Coordinating Minister opens Baduy Culture Festival 2016. Border area need to be revitalized. South Korean investor is ready to build property in Bali and Tangerang. Indonesian national team draw against Myanmar team. Well, sir, that was news in brief of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of destinations in Bangka Belitung Province, Sumatra. Stay tuned. L- listener, there are always tourism destinations to be explored in Indonesia. One of destinations is in Bangka Belitung Province, Sumatra. Today, Bangka Belitung Province has become destination for most foreign and local tourists. Unfortunately, tourists only know the beach as their destination. Actually, there is one place in Bangka Belitung which is discussed among tourists on local social media. This place is Kaolin Lake. Listener, Kaolin is a lake which has white land. The water of the lake is light blue. This lake is formed by the abandoned Kaolin mining. Kaolin is a mineral used as industrial material such as cosmetic, paper, food, and many others. Kaolin is mostly used because it is smooth, white, strong, and also has electrical conductivity and low thermal conductivity. Because this lake is from former mining, at around the lake there are hill-like excavation piles. Listener, the scenery at Kaolin Lake is amazing. The lake water is not only produce a glowing blue color. If the water is receding, the land in the lake area will look like clean white sugar. Kaolin Lake is often equated with Kawah Putih Ciwidey Lake in Bandung, West Java, which has become known as a tourism object. The difference is Kaolin Lake has odorless silver because the lake is not formed from a crater. The lake water was quite safe because it does not heat. Therefore, in addition to enjoying the scenery, tourists can also play even swim to feel the fresh water of Kaolin Lake. Most of the local communities say Kaolin Lake water can make your skin smooth and soft. Listener, Kaolin Lake is located at Air Raya Tanjung Pandan Village, Belitung, Bangka Belitung Province, Sumatra. Its location is near Tanjung Pandan City. To go to Kaolin Lake takes around 10 minutes from the city. We suggest you to ride or rent a car because there is few public transportation in this area. The lake area is not managed yet, so this lake does not have public facility. But you don't have to worry because in Tanjung Pandan City there are many lodging facilities. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Kaolin Lake. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hey listener, wherever you are, welcome back to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Miscellany. Listener, Indonesia has various festivals such as art festival, culture festival, and also music festival. These festivals are always beautifully organized. Approaching the end of 2016, an impressive music event will be held in Lembang, Bandung, West Java on November 5, 2016. Today's miscellany is about La 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 Festival 2016, a music festival in Pine Forest. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, spending your holiday in the first week of November 2016, you can visit Bandung to enjoy a music festival that will be different from usual music event. This music festival called La 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 Festival is held in Cikole Pine Forest in Lembang, Bandung, West Java. This festival offers different concept because it will be held with mountain scenery while you are listening to the songs and music from international or local musicians and singers. La 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 Festival present Codeline as the guest star, and the tickets were sold out. Not only Codeline, but also MYMP, Jasmine Thompson, Kate Ape, and Nexus also leaven this festival, brought by the group. Indonesian musicians will also participate in this festival, namely Maudy Ayunda, Teza Sumendra, Malik and the Essentials, and Kimoka. La 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 Festival will not only create enjoyable nuance for the visitors with food and beverage, but also with natural nuance and interactive games. There will be also lamps around the forest venue with to be enjoyed by the visitors in the night. This festival will also be a special moment for a band from Ireland, Codeline, and in fact, this festival is the first time for the band to hold an exclusive concert in Indonesia, which is La 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 Festival 2016. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today's edition with the topic La 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 Festival, Music Festival in Pine Forest. We meet again in another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Fatin, an Indonesian talented singer. To initiate Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Aku Memilih Setia, or in English means I Choose to be Faithful by Fatin.
Maafkan diriku, memilih setia.
Listener, you have just listened to a song entitled Aku Memilih Setia, which tells about loyalty of a woman to her mate even though she finds a new love one. Fatin began her career in Indonesian music industry after she became the first winner of X Factor in Indonesia in 2012. At the time, she sang a song of Bruno Mars entitled Grenade in an audition of the singing talent competition. Fatin directly took public attention. Even Bruno Mars posted the audition video of Fatin into his official web. After the competition, Fatin shows more her existence by releasing her first album entitled For You in 2013, containing a number of hit songs. One of them is Jangan Kau Bohong, or English means Don't You Lie, which will be presented to you, and enjoy the song. Just on your phone, jangan kau bohong. Just on your phone, jangan kau bohong. Jangan kau bohongiku, jangan permainkanku. Ku tahu kau telah mendua, ku tahu semua tentang dia. Takkan memaafkanmu, meski kau membujukku. Terserah mau bilang apa, takkan ada yang percaya. Kesabaranku kau uji, sungguh kau tak peduli. Kau tak peduli, kau tak peduli. Kau tahu begini, aku pun tak peduli. Ku tak peduli, ku tak peduli. Sikapmu
boleh buat jika itu maumu. Kesabaranku kau uji, sungguh kau tak peduli. Kau tak peduli, kau tak peduli. Kau tahu begini, aku pun tak peduli. Ku tak peduli, ku tak peduli. Sikapmu
tunjuk diriku seolah salahku. Tak sadarkah kau kebohonganmu itu? I don't even care, I'm not even scared. Kau pikir aku takkan bisa, mulutmu berbisa.
Kau binasa.
Coba lihat saja siapa nanti yang tertawa. Kecewa jelas kau pancarkan dari mata.
Now, kau pikir diriku akan menangis. Terus menangis mengemis cinta yang sadis.
Please song, oi lebih tampan. Kau coba buatku sirik itu tak mempan. Sirik itu kamu, cause you know you wrong. Kau bohongi hatimu takkan menolong.
Yeah, but I
you just sing this song.
Sikapmu dami 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 eh. Dami 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 eh eh. Sudah sudah.
Listener, that was Fatin with her song entitled Jangan Kau Bohong, or in English means Don't You Lie. Fatin really gives international touch in this song, In the song, which was produced by Australian musical producer Hayden Bell, Fatin invited New Kings to fill the rap. The easy listening lyrics and the R&B pop music are clearly felt in this song. Jangan Kau Bohong itself tells about a woman who does want to be cheated by her lover. It is Fatin's third single in her debut album entitled For You. Through this album, Fatin succeeded in winning 5 awards in Anugerah Musik Indonesia or Emmy Awards 2014. In late August 2016, Fatin was successful to bring Indonesia's name in the international music scene by winning DAF Big Apple Music Awards or BEMA in Hamburg, Germany for Best Asian New Female Act Award category. Listener, let's listen to the latest song from Fatin entitled Salahkah Aku Mencintaimu, or in English means Am I Wrong to Love You?
Tersirat apa yang akan terjadi. Kau ingin pergi dariku, meninggalkan semua kenangan, menutup lembaran cerita. Oh sayangku, aku tak mau. Ku tahu semua akan berakhir, tapi ku tak rela lepaskanmu. Kau tanya mengapa aku tak ingin pergi darimu, dan mulutku diam membisu. Salahkah bila diriku terlalu mencintaimu? Jangan tanyakan mengapa, aku pun tak ingin bila kau pergi tinggalkan aku. Masihkah ada hasratmu untuk mencintaiku lagi? Apakah yang harus aku lakukan untuk menarik perhatianmu lagi? Harus mengubah agar kau tetap di sini. Lihat aku, duhai sayangku. Salahkah bila diriku terlalu mencintaimu? Jangan tanyakan mengapa, karena aku tak tahu. Aku pun tak ingin bila kau pergi tinggalkan aku. Masihkah ada hasratmu untuk mencintaiku lagi? Salahkah bila diriku terlalu mencintaimu?
It has been quite a long time that Fatin has not released a new album. Now Fatin is back with her old song in the new nuance. The singer who is consistent with her hijab sings a song which has become the hit song in 2003, Salahkah Aku Terlalu Mencintaimu? Or Am I Wrong to Love You? Which was composed by Maya Estianti and popularized by Duo Ratu. The song was rearranged and produced by Steven Santoso, packaging acoustic format and modern touch. Fatin succeeded in singing this song without many improvisations but still showing her unique vocal. Well, listener, that was a glance story of Fatin's career. To conclude Music Corner for today, let's listen to an English song from Fatin entitled Away. This song is the soundtrack of a film entitled Dreams, starred by Fatin herself. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Selamat serba salah bila jauh tanpamu. Siapapun yang melihat kita mungkin kan mengerti dan membaca yang telah tersirat di antara kita. Ingin selalu aku dekatmu, engkaulah kamu.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.